Part 1. The Land Across the Sea. Chapter 1. Luna wanted to change the world. She knew what it should be like. She knew it could be more just and more beautiful and more safe and more kind. A world where dragons loved whoever they wanted to love, where they created art and took care of one another and were happy instead of hurtful. Surely everyone wanted that world, so why couldn't it exist already? Luna knew exactly what she wanted to change and why. She just wasn't quite sure how yet. She wished the world was more like a weaving, where she could tear out the bits that were knotted wrong or colors twisted in the wrong places, then re-weave it all again, better and mended and perfect. She knew how to fix a messed up tapestry. She had no idea where to start fixing a broken world. The problem was, there were so many things wrong and they all needed fixing. And the other problem was how many dragons didn't seem to see that. A lot of dragons thought everything was fine. Even some of Luna's very favorite, most loved dragons didn't seem to care about all the wrong, bad things. This had been baffling her all her life. She had started noticing the problems with her world from the first moment her mothers had walked her through Cicada Hive, and even more clearly during her earliest days of school at Silkworm Hall. How could anyone else miss them? For instance, it was wrong that the Hive Wings had cut down all the trees, and it was very, very, very wrong that the Hive Wings had wiped out all the Leaf Wings. It was wrong that a Silkwing couldn't choose her own life partner, her job, or where she lived. It was awful that Luna's father had been taken away before she even hatched, and it was unfair that Queen Wasp got to decide everything that happened to the Silkwings, and they couldn't say anything about it. A lot of dragons might argue that those things were fine, because Queen Wasp was the dragon in charge and she said so. And also something-something war and something-something danger, so that was how the world had to be. But even if you accepted all of that, which Luna didn't, it was still obviously wrong, all wrong, that Hive Wings could treat Silk Wings like tiny bugs under their talons. Silk Wings were dragons too, just like them. Silk Wings didn't deserve to be stepped on, sneered at, poked without permission, punished for no reason, or ignored. It made no sense. Why would a different wing shape, or a slightly different scale color, or antennae, make one dragon superior and another dragon worth nothing? But how did you fix that? How could one dragon, even a dragon who cared very much, make a whole tribe change how they thought and behaved? How could she get into the heads of all those sneering Hive Wings and shake their brains around until they stopped being awful? She wanted them to see the better world she could picture. She wanted to stuff it into their eyeballs until every Hive Wing went, "Yes, that world is way better than this one. Let's be like that instead." Luna wished she had magic. Magic would be so useful for problems like this. Even if it was a magic like clear sights, seeing the future. Well, she'd find a way to make it useful. But proper magic, like spells and enchantments and brain changers, like in the old dragon fairy tales, that's what she really wanted. Something to go, poof, now you are all fair and kind and incapable of cruelty or injustice. That's what she needed. But apparently, it didn't exist. Or if it had existed, once, in the distant kingdoms, now it didn't work anymore. She traced her claw through the sand with a sigh. The sun was rising behind her, casting golden ripples across the ocean like trails of flame silk. On the other side of that ocean was Pantala, her home, her mother's, her tribe, Blue, and Swordtail. And they were all in trouble, and it was all a